Hello, this is Lisa. I'm doing another segment. I'm hanging in there, hoping someone calls in. I put the links out on Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk. Blog Talk goes out to those I know emails. If you're calling in and I say hello, you need to respond. At least tell me that you're calling in just to listen. Because if I don't hear anyone, respectfully, I'm going to hang up because it could be a government perpetrator, and I don't want that trash in this room with me. I'm a very nice person. I'm a sweetheart. But just targeting, I'm angry. I'm irate. I've had moments I wanted to just wish I had a bat. And I love trees. I wanted to just go out and bang a tree. In Florida, as a little woman, I was taught in my life to defend myself. When you're being killed from every direction by your own government and thousands, hundreds and hundreds of so-called, these gang stalkers, and some of them are men in Florida. I thought they were bad in North Carolina. They were really bad down here. After a while, the ones they had on me was entrained by this Skynet AI. And thanks to a gentleman named Boyce, he's a former Navy graduate. He's walking from Delaware to California to inform people of this heinous activity that's going on. And it's heinous. And he wrote that he discovered that there was an experimentation going on in the U.S. about human to machine. That's what they're doing to TIs, human to machine. I should say machine to human. And that's what they're doing to these, maybe to these gang stalkers, according to Alfred Rubery, who did send me a private message. He said they're controlled. And I explained it to me. And it is right out of hell. I did not know what hell was. This is hell. It's in my opinion. The second heaven was opened when CERN took down the veil. There was a veil up that where humans could not see those in the other dimension. And, we couldn't. They can interact, apparently. I mean, we see some, but not the real, I tell you, demons. And I know people do see demons of, so I understand that. But the total veil broke down, so we had an invasion, supposedly. And it is hell on earth, I gotta admit. However, it was right here on earth by humans who put countless innocent people into this NSA database. It's worse than prison, PRISM. It destroyed my life. And I'm outspoken about this because it's my life. I cherished it. And somebody put my name in a database. And overnight, I became a 9/11 truther, anti-Busher. And again, I didn't know about all this yet. That was, of course, right before the end of a lawsuit. And it wasn't the end. It was still going, even after I left town. It was supposed to be over. I was the only one that didn't know. And I was the only one that wasn't in that law. I kept saying, am I the only one in this lawsuit? Yeah, I was. All my lawyers were sold out, bought out, or obviously there was one group where I'm certain he was scared, if not blackmailed, I would say, and then maybe a degree of control, because see, I didn't realize they were chemtrailing over me. I didn't realize it. I drove around in life. I guess I could see the sky as a peripheral vision, kind of when you're driving, walking, whatever. But I have to admit, I never looked up. Just side views of the sky. I never looked. Now this gang stalking caused me to look up, and there it all is. And but I mean, I have been out with some moments where I thought this was it, the world's gonna end today. It was that crazy looking out the second sun up there. And the chemtrails all, and the hue is, the color itself. And I'd see people, they don't even see it. So, we're dealing with hardcore, nasty CIA who had mind control down from a long time ago. Matter of fact, it appears they had it during the Egyptian era, and they all are masonry, Jesuit type people who, they kill, and some of them kill and think they're killing in the name of God. They torture themselves, they torture their children. These elite nutbags, and there's a lot of them. There's a small percentage compared to us, but there's so many, surprised at how many there are. And they actually put their children through this. That's you can't fathom this stuff. It's unfathomable, Anyway, I'm doing this in hopes that I wanted a platform for TIs. I wanted a platform for me. I was hoping, some TIs would call in and tell their stories, and there has been a few. But, most nights there's nobody out here. I don't know why nobody does. I guess they're busy. And it's also going on 1 o'clock in the morning. But it is 12 and 11 and 10 elsewhere in the country. And so it is my hopes that real targeted victims, people being, chased down by the government, with these these weapons of warfare, these lethal weapons, call in. If you got gang loot stalking you, people chasing you all over the place, call in. They're gang stalkers. That's just a term. I don't care for the term. They're starts out as surveillance, and it was creepy day one. And I don't mean just creepy regular surveillance. I mean this was off the charts. And I'm gonna have to stick with my original assumptions that we're dealing with the Nephilim. I don't know what else it could be. Of course, I've got so much nano in me. And microwaves and beam weapons and shot at and all that, my and this all happened so quick and boom, it's end times. And I was left with 2 and 2 is 4. But there are other logical explanations as well. But because it's end times, I'm gonna choose to go the safe way and say that they are Nephilim and they've been cut loose on us. They've been cut loose. And I have a cat that's destroyed my home, and I realized I didn't pick that cat. They killed all my other pets. I have 4 cats and a dog. None of them had chips in them. That, my opinion is, they're killing off our pets if they don't have a microchip. And they do sadly control the cat to do things to. This is all about fear. They're feeding off of our fear, feeding off of our pain, feeding off of our emotions. And I listened to something earlier I caught by accident, and this guy is talking just like me, except he's not saying he's targeted, but it pretty well seemed like he was. I'd say he is. And he said that don't let them, that this is a frequency war. And I've heard about this, but I haven't paid much attention to it. It makes me wonder, is there a frequency war? It's got something, he even shows segments where it's proof, it looks pretty good, how, we're in a fishbowl kind of, and they're in another dimension controlling everything. And they might be right. Because after they killed my grandparents, the U.S. military, and their whatever their intelligence, because this is all intelligence that's torturing people with their shrinks and all. And the shrinks are CIA, I'm sure. So, and they make big money, 41 a year. Phew, that's sad. And that's your money, Americans. I choose to speak out. I'm not going to sit here and be killed without saying something. I've heard a lot of people talk, and it's time I do. I never spoke like this prior. I was very calm, very good with my terminology, and this has done something to me. They've shot me in the lungs so many times that I can barely. I dread going down to get my trash can. They shoot me so bad. I don't. It's amazing I can drive. I'm not worried about somebody hearing this, authority-wise, because we're on our last days. And I'm thinking better and doing better than most out there who are on this AI Skynet. Is robots, robotic computers have taken over. These people that I'm aware of have taken, they got these things, some of them hooked to brain tissue, and you got computers running computers. And you got, these AI computers are running this whole Skynet nightmare. And nobody will turn it off. Of course, they don't know if it's in a DARPA silo or somewhere up in the sky in a satellite or maybe in the dumps. I'm sure it's well protected. Heck, it might be in the air running itself with all the smart dust. It's all pre-programmable. And I opened this hoping others would call in. So I'll use it as a platform because I don't get to talk when any of the other calls for TIs are. They don't want to hear it. Most of them. Not all. They just don't. And I guess they're wounded, A lot of them still have hope. They don't want to hear others say it sometimes. I dare say I blame them. But it is what it is. Everything that they do, they're doing for more than one reason. So this CERN, they might be pushing these planets back or something. I don't know. They're running all kinds of tests. And their logo is 666. And, it's run by pure, Nazi. This is deep Nazi occult. Very deep. Aryan. Goes back to Aryans and further. Everything you see on the, you see them foul-looking DNA-changed hybrids. That's the Freemasons and Masonry. Yeah, they've been on me since my husband died, but I had activity as a teenager after my grandmother was killed. So they love that, and they did try to steal my soul. They literally tried to steal my soul. And they blocked me somehow. I couldn't scream. I tried. As this thing was lifting my, I get my soul, I guess, matter. They were lifting it up out of my body. And all this loud noise in my chest. And I think it was my chakras. And I let out a scream, boy. And it came out. And it had to put me back in my body. And all the noise died down real fast. And the churning stopped. This was done again to me about a year, year and a half later. One was right after my grandpa died. The other was after my grandmother died. And I had all kind of activity. Like someone would actually play a song on the piano. It was not my cat when I went up to bed. Matter of fact, I didn't have one at that time. Or I did, but it was not the cat. It was a song. I can't remember what it was. And I mean, my brother went right into the other side of the bed, in the bedroom on the other side of the house. I went into my side, and we both got up at the same time. We had just went to bed. When they came in to try to take my soul twice, I had just went to bed. When, it's got something to do with, you're not quite, you're just laying down. And I have read where they say, well, all this happens when you're at a certain state where I had just gotten in bed. I was wide awake. So, I tried talking about it with, my aunt and all, and see, my grandparents were gone. Had they been gone, I don't believe any of that would have happened. And they are coming off military bases. So maybe there is something to Area 51. And maybe there is something to them keeping people underground. And there is solid proof around this world that, pyramids, and they made the greatest mystery of the world over in Egypt. And I believe that thing's a million plus years old. How old really are these the so-called elite that could take hold of our military like that and infiltrate everybody, this country, and take it over, you know? Because the Bushes are true Nazis. Their real name is Sheriff. And he came here with Mengele. Because this is Mengele, what's being done to me and other TIs. And but who are they? Who sent them here? Who sent the Bushes here and Mengele's and all them? Who did it? And you know, you look and you see the Rockefeller. And he's up there, money wise. And I think he's on the lo Rockefeller, Rothschild, and a slew of others, these families that rule the world. And we don't know about it. And they are satanic with the stories that their grown children get out here and tell. Deeply. In my opinion, they're psycho. They're sick. And that includes the CIA. I mean, they're sick. I don't know what else to say. All this chemtrailing, sick, evil. I'm a dissident. I didn't start out as one. I was put on this list due to a lawsuit. They killed my husband. I had it 99 to 100% proof in writing, and all hell broke loose. I was chased. I was followed at night all the time. People in dark cars with dark windows. High level intel. $50,000 vehicles. One of them was from Iraq. And it all led into me being put on an Obama assassination list, or is it a Bush assassination list? Because they keep saying Obama. And it's done through computers. I was online when this happened. I'll tell you my cybercrime. I was in college doing history, various classes online. I was in communication with college friends and professors. I was doing work online, doing artwork for the Maryland Historical Society. The only thing I did on the side was I went in search of my lawyer. Who the hell was he? I found a PDF showing that he was just down at Ocean City, Maryland Convention Center, and he made a deal with Whiting, Taylor, and Preston, one of the top 10 out of satanic DC. I didn't know. I grew up 50 miles from here, and I didn't know it was so satanic. The whole place is planned out in a Freemason satanic symbolism, and most people would know that. And they used this Jade Helm AI, artificial intelligence, super quantum computers on me with a lawsuit for the global elite. Yeah, and altogether, trillions they're worth. Billions and billions. Bush's trillions. They've robbed their way up and murdered their way to the top. Raped. I had a good time raping children and innocent women. And this is what they do to you. Hey, 9/11, 2004, Bush pedophile junior. Either they're with us or they're with the terrorists. Big law firm. Somebody must have told someone, hey, just keep her hanging. Almost 4 years in Wall Street. Just keep her hanging. Because this is getting ready to hit the fan. But they were already testing this computer machine to humans, and they used it on me. Shock trauma. Why? They used it on a relative until I looked up. Something made me look upwards to the sky, and I remember thinking, "Are we? Am I being? Is this being like an act in front of me for something up in the sky?" And I seen the lights. And it was just a thought, and I didn't hang on to it because of how defiled my relative was acting. And I realized everything is being run by this damn thing at will. But I have read, and I know in my own life that someone put me in this. Someone entered my name in this, because I was a nobody really prior. So victims are being put on this. They have cell phones, and I don't think they realize that they're being put on this through the internet, which is CERN. And they're satanic, demonic as well. 666. What do you say? And it is end time, so I am going to go with the fact that we're dealing gang stalkers and those that are running this government, that's what you want to call it, and the super quantum computer is all, the vessel of the Antichrist, and they are the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim, demons, same thing. They're demonic. They're demons. It's the same thing. And those that left writings behind, like the Nag Hammadi and Book of Enoch and Giants, which they took out of the Bible. And that leaves me with, well, that's why they did it. They didn't want us to know. That's why they pray over there to an owl, where Alex Jones found him. I forget the name of the place. Bohemian Grave Garden. So to have this done to you in your prime, it was the prime of my life. But needless to say, it was over money. They worship gold and money, Just like the Anunnaki came here for. Because I believe that's what happened. I don't think they're our creators, by no means. They tampered with us. I have a feeling they devolved us. I don't think they, I think we were already sophisticated and highly intelligent. We had an earth-shattering event, and they seen that our people were, what few were here, were shattered, and so they took advantage of the moment, because a pulse shift will make people ape-like in the mind, and I think that's what happens every time, and I think we have multiple types of foreign visitors. I cannot stand the term aliens, and I think some are, and they are multi-dimensional. And they beam down these same things, though. See, my problem is that I know too much about the technology. But it's end times, and I need to get past it. And, I'm just saying, be careful. This AI, they've got it programmed to learn how to be Christ through Christians. And yet they want Christians all dead. They don't want us alive. They were, the not they got the Nazi Party going to come over here to destroy Christian American families, and they have. So they hate Christians, they hate Americans. This country's done in, it's gone. They've wiped, they've X'd us out. Bush and Cheney, they did a great job. So. I'm going to take a break and wait for a caller, and I'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, it's Lisa from Lisa's Humane Life, and I'm back from break. I'm here to let the end times truth set me free, and you should do the same. If you are targeted by the U.S. government, you have done nothing wrong. We're dealing with the most corrupt so-called government ever, probably in recorded history. It's pretty basic. They went underground, under there, living, passing billions and millions, billions and trillions of dollars under there, excuse me, for decades. And they've been preparing, robbing us blind and turning us against each other. I'm a reluctant messenger, and I am reluctant. And witness to a massive artificial intelligence, Skynet, slow killer machine, mind and body control of the human population against its own people and animals and plant life by the global elite. So, if you're a targeted individual, our issues are with the global elite. Top of the top line, and then work your way down to the U.S. military, the most powerful country in the world, with all their weapons and technology, and they're using them on American civilians. They're going after, they have went after lawsuit victims like me, if it was connected to them somehow. I think some people have whistleblown on corruption and they're put on this. And they don't even realize that the one they filed on is connecting, their whole country's like CIA running all over the place and NSA and all their friends and family. They do nepotism a lot. They get away with any. But what I'm seeing around this country is it's worse than insane. It's worse than terrorism. Way worse. They are terrorists. They are the terrorists. And I'm embarrassed as an American. But I'm standing firm in the last human age of genocidal darkness. I'm a harbinger of truth, and I stand by that. I am a corporate whistleblower and a workman's comp and a wrongful death claimant with 99% proof that the New World Order killed my husband. And boy, did they. I've said it before, they blew him in half and left him laying there. His arm was up in the air, and nobody would help him. Nobody. And he managed to live on a 1 to 3% chance. Of course, they kept him alive for 5 long days. I literally was at a point I was given orders. The only thing they wouldn't let me do was say, unplug him now. They wanted to cut him at the pelvis and continue researching him. That shock trauma doctor has made God knows how much, millions. And he's a number out there in the whatever, medical and all, whatever he put it in. So what they did is they devised a plan where in our end times, it would be a false end times, if that makes any sense. Because they've orchestrated the whole thing. That's overwhelmingly obvious. Some people actually think these weird clouds are coming in from the system, and they are. But they're also using CERN and HAARP and chemtrails to create images up in the sky that are not natural. And I even found some that are two children's like teddy bears, and they're humping a cloud, which is covering up one of the planets they don't want us to see. This thing is extreme. They got these bots everywhere, and they are very obnoxious And they weren't taught, they were taught to turn against us. And a matter of fact, they claim that they were taught not to listen to humans. And then they released them on us. So anything you see that shows what they're gonna do, the robots and all that, and transhumanism, they're already doing it. They've been doing it. They only put out here what we want to see, and then it's, or and then people become unwitting to it. But I mean, there are some good insiders that have come forward, and for that, I thank them. So while we're being tortured to death with smart meters, and tower cell phone towers, cell phones, chemtrails, which are a medium for directed energy weapons. And they're using our electric, and they're coming in from the sky over our homes with UAVs. That's unmanned aerial vehicles. They're hovering. So they're called hoverers. And then you have the unmanned aerial satellites. And they all are equipped with high-level Wi-Fi now. And apparently, I think they're equipped with laser gels, and nano, which is from the chemtrails. People have tried to scream out about the chemtrails to no avail. Some areas appear to be doing better. I'm from the Northeast and in the mid, sort of east of the Mississippi, between here and the ocean, and I don't see it over here where I'm at. I didn't see it in Florida, and I haven't seen it really anywhere. Maybe it is, but excuse me, I have chemtrails being shot down into my lungs since this started by the most satanic, demonic, corrupt, evil government ever. And the ones on the ground are the same. No difference. They're just not dressed as well. I'm being attacked with electromagnetic weapons as I speak, burning into my legs, my bones. When this first started, I had four of them easy shooting down at me. And I was bleeding everywhere, constant vomit bleeding, going to the bathroom bleeding. It was heinous. I crawled all over the floors with my dog trying to get away from these weapons. While gang stalkers are everywhere, going around and around and around me in neighborhoods, and nobody heard a thing during the day. And at nighttime, with loud, really loud choppers, motorcycles. I still get that. And they fly, they put in front of me and fly over with a yellow gurney from shock trauma to signify my husband being blown in half and still talking. That's after they robbed me of millions. So it is in my, my opinion, all the research I've done, and knowing that Satan rules the airwaves. And whereas in the time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, wireless, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Ephesians 2, 2. Ephesians is all about our targeting. Now, the Bible was written for control. I know that. You cannot tell me any different. My apologies to Pastor Scott Hensler and Paul Begley, but that I have to go and let the truth set me free. I have to. I have no choice. It's not something that the elite ram, that anybody put in my mind other than my grandmother when I was a teenager, and she was a former minister. Never would have steered me wrong. And she had her right thinking about her. She's a very gracious, nice woman who loved me dearly, as did my grandfather, who was also a minister prior. Old Dunker dunked people in a river, John the Baptist minister. And he, he told me when I grew up I'd figure it all out someday. I didn't think it would be like this. So while we're going through all this, and there are some articles through the Intercept that have come out about the drone papers, and how faulty intel and secret kill chain mark suspects and civilians for death. That's me. I'm going to add a little bit to that. Wilcox kill chain. That's thanks to Julian Assange, WikiLeaks. Thank you. And well, I'll never know if it came from that young fellow who's in prison for life. That, you know, see what they did to him? He couldn't live with himself seeing what he's seen. And they made him the enemy. And I don't know what happened to the American people. They were out to destroy Americans, and they did. You see, they were all Nazis. Go to hoaxofthecentury.com for starters. All you need to do is go there. You're going to see it. The NSA actually has a program called Skynet, and it might be labeling innocent people as terrorists. I hate these stories because they touch on the truth, but they just say might. Maybe. They left like the kill chain. They left out Wilcox. They leave out that it's Jade Helm. And it is. And so far, I have found as early as 1997 with this Promise software and more, way more. It's a network-centric warfare, BBN, OCOM, OCCOM Tech, Raytheon with DARPA, eliminating the genocide food chain. Isn't that nice? They had even figured decades ago how to turn neighbors against each other and report them. They taught, you know, they had it all pegged out decades and decades ago. Brzezinski and them, they had it penned out. And many more with him. They knew what they were doing. I mean, the Navy shot down the towers. The U.S. Navy. They came off the JFK and landed at the George Washington carrier. And the Navy has known about Planet X coming for decades. 30-some years ago. They were all sworn to secrecy. So they all took their asses and moved up there to the Ozarks. And didn't tell a soul. And I understand they're up there with their guns and don't come near them. Wow. They're nice Americans, aren't they? And see, so you see the whole thing has been a schlemium, you know, like a scam. We've all been lied to. We've all been screwed and fooled. Every damn one of us. Every one of us. Nobody gives a damn in this world. Good, there are good people. They're trying. They have really tried. There just, I guess, wasn't enough. You know, they had figured out mind control back in the Egyptian era. Atlantean, prior. God knows, you know, I don't believe any of the dates anymore between the Bible and other texts they put out. I believe it was a lot longer ago. Because what's about to happen has only happened. Here's where I get confused. If this planet system comes around every 3,665 years or whatever, and yet they're saying that this particular time is going to be really bad because it's only happened five other times, extinction level events, and this is the sixth. And I see that a lot of places. So it's called the Destroyer, the Frightener, Planet of the Passings, Nibiru, Second Sun. We had a Second Sun, and they didn't tell us. But, you know, they think we're a bunch of nothings. You know, we're cattle that need to be, you know, just dealt with. Although they used us to make lots of money. They obviously worship gold. The Anunnaki did as well. And I do think that's what happened. And I think we were really good at humans prior. And they took advantage of us after each earth-shattering event. Because if this happens every 3,600 plus years, it's happened, what, 1.2 million times more. And they've passed this down. So the meek, you know, I'm going to be honest, the meek inherit the world? I don't think so. Or my opinion is that means what few do survive in caves or what have you, and they're going to come out and be like apes, ape-like. I don't want to survive that. I hear it's going to be 3 to 4 weeks. I hope it's faster. others say in the night. We won't know what hit us. But as a targeted individual, you know, I've had my whole life trampled on. You know, they might as well have hooked me to the back of a truck on a rope and just dragged me along till I was dead. These, not them. They'll drag you along and then they'll keep you alive just so they can bring you back down. They're doing this with these weapons, taking you right down to death, bringing you back. I do not believe for 1 minute that TIs are not in a book of life any more than I believe, because they're, you know, I like to know where they got it. Where here on earth? Who was in that book of life? The book of life is opening up our minds, reading everybody's minds. And they are doing that with this technology. Thanks to all the chemtrails, they couldn't have pulled it off. They're a medium for direct energy weapons, and that's how they spray down smart dust, and we all have it in us. We've breathed it in. And you're not going to get any fresh food. Although, I was growing a garden 2 summers ago, and I remember thinking, you know, I can't wait to eat it. It's great. I grew it, and it's all, you know, I did the whole nine yards with it. Only to realize that, you know, I'm looking up in the air and all the chemicals, the chemtrails are just unreal. And that's all falling on it. You know, and this stuff self-replicates. And the Navy knew it, seen on their website. So we got a nation of high-level treason, traitors. They destroyed, you know, they were walking all over our Constitution for decades. And we're going about life thinking we're doing the right thing. Okay, they created another law. Let's go with that. And then people started being dissidents. Guess what they do with their dissidents? They attack them with satellite weapons. They made me a dissident. I didn't start out as one. You know, somebody put me into a database to get rid of me and many others. They got rid of me over millions after they, you know, killed my husband. You know, had it not been 99%, who knows, maybe this wouldn't have happened. That's the proof I had. You know, I didn't even think of getting a lawyer right away. It was the last thing on my mind. I wanted justice. I wanted answers, like any widow. And all doors were slammed on me except OSHA. I met the director. I didn't call and ask. I went down. I didn't know. Nobody read me the rules. Now, we're supposedly in a technical tyranny. You know, I think either it was created by them, but it's going to happen either way. And our ancestors said the same things were done to them. So I look at the biblical text, what they gave us, because they've got a lot of it in the truth. Well, never, you know, they got the truth. And their truth is warped. It's not of this world. And I've said it before, they need to get out of our country, America, and turn the chemtrails off, turn off them cell phone towers, release the smart meters, stop bouncing on people's cell phones, you know, turn off the chips, turn off anything that communicates with these nanos, you know, shut HARP down, you know, or tell the American people the truth. That they're ruling with a velvet technocracy, a velvet glove, because they don't want anyone to know. I've listened to enough experts now. James Preston interviewed by Jeff Rentz. And he talks about how there's only 20 of them, really. It matches the photo I see in the insiders. And he said they're scared of us. That's why they're doing this. I believe he's right. But they turned this AI system on us. It's called Skynet, Solar Warden, Secret Space Program, with the NSA connected to it. And the NSA and the CIA are doing more than a kill chain, marking suspects, civilians for death. They're using us as guinea pigs as well. So human map terraining they did with GPS satellites around the world. and they're taking out the kill chain. They enabled it. Jade Helm is mapping the human terrain. We don't have much time left in this world. Chemtrails and HARP, central to the transhumanism depopulation agenda. I'm one of them victims. I mean, they shot it from the sky down into the in my ear, into my brain, through the roof. That's how much is in the air. That they were gathering it around me. That's the ghost, the beam weapons. And then, boom. So what I realize now, what I've been seeing, that's about a foot high in a circle, see-through, but I can see it almost. And then I get hit coming at me. Are these two, at least two, satellite weapons shooting beam weapons down, these UAVs that are hovering around me. And then they come there with a ball, and they don't care. It's mind wars. They want you to commit suicide. They don't care. That's their ultimate goal. That's the thrill. To mark their own people as terrorists by terrorists. And there's plenty of people out here more than proving that our government is a government of wolves, a government of terrorists, a government that is so heinously corrupt you can't put words into it. They've used our underground facilities. They're not for, oh, in the event of nuclear war, they're going to go under there and, oh, gosh, we need our leaders to survive. Pah, bull. They've been using it under there, traveling 1,000 miles at times. You know, they can drive 1,000 miles underground on us. And this diabolical New World Order is actually old, very old. They've kept so much secret from us. These drones remind me of these vermiculas in India, vermosses. They had them. That, oh my God, a long, ancient long ago. Caller 111?
Yeah, that's me.
How come it's showing up as all ones?
Maybe because it's a block number.
Oh, okay. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'd like to know where you have your proof of the nanoparticles being shot down from the satellites into our bodies.
Well, number one, I'm a victim.
Besides
number
that.
Number two, the proof is all over. There's a lot of whistleblowers and PDF files from the military describing all this.
Okay, I'd like to get a hold of them. So how do I get a hold
of them? Okay. You know how to Google?
Yeah.
Google Ken, K-E-N, Rhodes, R-H-O-A-D-E-S. And then after that, put drones. And you're going to see a lot of PDFs. I have them on my website, but I don't have my computer's acting a little funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want my browser to freeze.
Okay.
I think I'm running out of memory. What's that?
Yeah, I see now. Gemken.com?
Yeah, well, what they're doing, the nano, number one, we're dealing with a couple things here. We got nanobots, nanosensors, two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
The nanoparticulates are sprayed down from the chemtrails. Now, directed energy weapons use chemtrails as a medium. The power behind all that is CERN, however. So with all of these this nanoparticulates in the air, and they need two UAV hovering satellites to beam together coming down. They have to match, meet, and then they gather that nanoparticulates, and somehow they make it into a, and then they beam it into a person's arm, leg, head, and then the frequencies are on your feet, and they pull the nano down into your stomach, heavy laden, and down into your legs, all the way down into your feet.
Mm-hmm.
They also, and they, what's that? I'm sorry.
Did you see the satellites, or did you see the drones doing that?
Yeah. And I can hear them.
Okay.
They're right over my, anywhere I'm at. no matter where I go. Over 30,000 of them were released over our skies. 30,000 more drones in 2012.
Okay. Now, one of your slides shows a van shooting into a guy, and he's having he's having a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that I can believe, because I read about the declassified documents back in 2013. I told people about that. Some didn't believe me, some did. But I believe in declassified documents. Now, I'm going to download whatever PDFs I find from this guy, but I'm hoping that, unlike some of the other people who talk about the Illuminati, that he does some good research and that he has clues, links back to actual evidence. Otherwise, it's all just crap. Even if what he's or what everybody else
Well, I'm going to go ahead and look for Ken Rhodes. I just ran a search for him. He comes up every time. And you're going to see links to these military PDFs. Let me see if I can find his actual website. He's all over YouTube. He's been interviewed by various people like Alex Jones and Pete Santilli. I can't think of his website. It's K. Oh, it's G. Okay.
Ken.
G is in. What's that?
K-E-N.
That's it.
Yeah, I said I was there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's going away.
Oh, okay. The thing is, he may know what he's talking about, but unless somebody is actually providing proof of what they say, they're going to sound like fools. Do you agree with me?
Excuse me. There's also the joint targeting PDF out, and I have that as well, and that's it clearly defines that the entire this is a global elite conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy, it's a fact. Yeah, the Navy participated with the Bushes and the rest of them and did 9/11. And you can go to hoaxofthecentury.com and you take a look.
Hoax of the century.
Our country is run by Nazis. True, authentic. Nazis,
you know, I know about Paperclip. Paperclip is a declassified
document. No. It was bigger than, excuse me. Prescott Bush was a Nazi spy, and they filtered him in and got him as a Connecticut governor. They brought over Bush, and his real name is Chef. And he's in a group picture in a Navy. Bush is in a Navy Nazi outfit in a living room with his family. And others, and that included Borman, Skorzeny, Mengel, and Skorzeny, who was the Hitler's right-hand assassin, bodyguard, and who admitted to killing Tesla.
Prescott's Bush was dressed up in a Nazi uniform.
No, Bush was.
Oh, Bush was okay. George Bush.
Senior.
Okay.
Go to hoaxofthecentury.com.
Hoaxofthecentury.com.
Hoaxofthecentury.com. You're going to be there quite a while. You'll see photos.
Okay,
and
I'm going to say this one more time.
That's a former FBI, anonymous FBI, and historians have researched that. And everybody knows that they were sent here to destroy America. Now, that matches the joint targeting task papers where they wanted to destroy Americans.
Okay, and they have links back to authenticated documents.
Do you do any research at all on the internet?
Listen to me and listen carefully. Unless...
No, I'm sorry, I pay for this call. I don't allow that on my time. You want to talk to a woman like that, a lady? Go elsewhere, pal. But until you learn to speak to somebody properly, you don't get on my call. You take that crap elsewhere, you hear? Anyway, again, I'm a targeted individual, and I am attacked with nano sensors. The nano sensors are coming over the cell phone tower wires. This stuff is in the air. It's from chemtrails. Chemicals. Just look up. The proof is right in front of people's eyes. And like many others who are trying to get the word out about chemicals, chemtrails, that's how it is. Now, that was probably one of them. I wasn't sure, but my best bet is it was. Nobody gets that cynical. For what? And when you start talking to me like that, goodbye. This is the world we live in. They got a lot of paid shills. And that's what they're paid to do. They're obnoxious and arrogant, just like bots are. Somebody must have programmed the bots to be that way. Their AI system, I am at times aware of, sadly. And it's been turned against me. This is artificial intelligence through Skynet. It's a solar warden. It's a Terminator. It's a Predator. It's running the drones. I know. I have visually seen them. And by the way, a sheriff would tell you different as well. And yeah, I know the sheriff. He knows. And if he knows, I'm sure other sheriffs know that there are people who are being shot down with drones, Predator and Reaper, and UAV hovers and UA satellites. This is in the government's papers. So your government shills, you're going to be surprised, sadly, when you see a lot of red in the sky. And I'm going to leave it there. Because I don't have to be, you know, have to go that far with people like that. So, yeah, I'm sitting here with shielding on. So I don't get shot with UAV lasers anymore. You know, there's a mentality in this world, that in this country. It's like this country's cursed now. This country has got a curse on it. And I think it's Babylon. I think the gang stalkers are demon infested, whether it's microchips or not. I've looked into some of their faces. I was told by a detective, high level state, not to gaze my eyes upon them. And I think I'm told insiders know that these gang stalkers are really called Satans. And the AI system, I'm pretty sure, is the vessel for the Antichrist. And there's somewhere in this high-level chain of so-called elite, somewhere there, and they do pray to Satan. They really do, shockingly. Not Lucifer, they pray to Satan. You know, because they claim Lucifer might mean Christ. Might be an old Italian word that got into the Bible. I don't know at this point. Could be. It's logical. So somewhere, someone's being controlled. And, you know, this machine, they're doing human experimentation. And I have proof on that as well. From a Navy grad who's walking from Delaware to California to try to get the word out on these sick human experimentations that are being done against dissidents, whistleblowers, anyone that exposes them. I know what they did to me. And they feed on our anger. They feed on everything that's negative. They feed on trauma. They love trauma. They, you know, they would probably run their mothers over and back up to see what happened to her just for the thrill of it. When CIA psychologists are torturing farmers who've done nothing to nobody, they won't even let them starve themselves to death. You know why? Because they're getting $41 million a year. That's probably just a sideline. Our CIA has been running this country straight into hell. And they've been using the underground dumps, all interconnected, where they can drive 1,000 miles straight underground. They've been robbing Americans blind since they shot Kennedy. And they, you know, and the driver did it. And these stinking trash bags have the nerve to put out videos showing it. Jacqueline did it. No, their CIA driver did. And you can see it. even admitted it on his deathbed, but I go by what I see. I could care less about them on their deathbed. They get what they deserve. If you're above ground, you're screwed. So, I understand that everybody had to take a microchip before they went underground. Excuse me. I'm at a point, I believe it. You know, DARPA. And they are so advanced that if you were not, they say most people that were abducted by aliens, most, not all, but most, were DARPA. They're that advanced. And you wonder, how did they all get so advanced? You know, to use this nano on us. Yes, nano. Yep. Yep, just spraying it down all over us. It's everywhere. They can, you know, the Navy, they put their own papers out and said, Merry Christmas, you know. Also, we have CIA whistleblowers everywhere, like Dr. Robert Duncan, Project Soulcatcher. I read that book, and while I read it, they were doing that to me. This AI Skynet Terminator for the Wilcox slow kill chain list and all of that is over at WikiLeaks. I thank Julian Assange. Julie Assange. I also thank Ed Snowden. I wish he'd give us more. I wish he would, but more time is running out. So, yes, they're spraying nanoparticulates all over everyone. They've done that for years. Turned people into synthetic, biological, I don't know what, and many of us turned into antennas. We're so that all these drones and UAVs and UASs, satellites with super Wi-Fi, can just pick up on us and attack us while we're driving with directed energy weapons. And there's so much proof out there. There's more than just what Ken Rhodes has, respectfully to Ken. And all of this is run, the power behind it is CERN. And their logo is 666. You know, the psyop of their mind war, that's in their mind war papers even. Drive someone nuts, number one. Financially destroy them. And then the next is get them to commit suicide. You know, this is so sick and warped that I feel sorry for the few that will survive above ground. And maybe by then they'll have learned to be, what's that called when people eat each other? They're starving. We live in a very lousy, foul world now because of them. Before, a few years prior to 9/11, I remember I kind of knew something was wrong. And I did growing up, I knew. I just knew there was something aboding about it all. I just didn't know that it was Satan in the air. And my own country were Satanists. And that other people all around in our communities are practicing witches and voodooers. And the CIA go all the way up. Yeah, we're run by a country of high treason traitors. They are true Nazis. They've robbed us all blind. They're living good underground while we're being chemtrailed to death. And HARP is one of those elements of that. And I thank Elena Freeland for that. They're also using smart meters. And they really do, like the picture shows. They really do. You feel like there's an eye shooting at you when you get to the refrigerator. Someone's looking at you. And you're being surveilled everywhere you go. Every outlet. Every electrical outlet. So that smart meter is sending signals now. So that's in the air everywhere. Cell phones, wireless. Everything is wireless. Directed energy beam weapons. Under the military Pentagon's Jade Helm 2 and 15, it's an AI killer globe Information Grid under Promise Software. The NSA has that, and it's Skynet. It's being labeling innocent people. And one of them had neighbors. They started out with neighbors in Neighborhood Watch. I know, because I started one. I wasn't one of the ones to turn on others. They turned it on me. Once you're put in the system, it's over. This is like chemtrails in a mind control in a zombie nation. And they are zombies. Everywhere I go, people are being controlled. It's diabolical. Well, I'm being hit with directed energy weapons from military weapons of mass destruction that no one can see. My window just got shot. AI satellites are being run by supercomputers on humanity. And it's, oh yeah, the ultimate police state. It's a joke. What they're doing is they're doing research. And it is a police. It's worse than that. Yeah, it's genocide. Slow kill. Skynet on steroids. Jade Helm. Human AI terrain network beast. This is a beast. If you go to hoaxofthecentury.com, you're going to read the truth about the Nazis in the White House and learn the truth about 9/11. Yes, they're microwaving 9/11 truthers and patriots. They used to do VNs. I'm adamant 90% of it is coming from the sky. You can't see it. They're cloaked. I've seen one once during the day. It's cloaked. The wind velocity was going through it, or I wouldn't have known. In 1984, high, high level NSA CIA, very high, told a high level Air Force gentleman he needed billions of microchips. Nano sized. They work with radio frequency, and it's microchip warfare. And it's, in my opinion, this is sort of like a rapture when the remnants to wear down the saints at end times. Because that is exactly how I have felt. To T. Before I even read it, and I'm glad I have a TI friend that reminds me of that, I believe we're being raptured. The veil has come down. Insiders call it the wall. And it was something that protected us in our atmosphere, our daily lives from the spirit world. Well, CERN broke that down. Down came the veil. It was coming down more and more as they turned it up. And I was getting gag stalks more and more. It was turning. It's been unworldly ever since they did this. So it is in my humble opinion that all of this is being done. Our government, who praises Satan, they do. They worship him, and they have since Egyptian time. Freemasons, Jesuits, and a ton of other secret societies. The Society of Jesus, even. Yeah, you know, these people have warped every holy, glorified name there ever was. I think they've done so much against Christ and hid him that I believe he did exist. And do I believe they tortured him like this to death? Yeah, I do. I know what they've done to me. When they shot me with all them beam weapons, they held me for 2 days. And thank God the shock trauma doctor, you might as well say, cancer center, rushed into emergency surgery. They removed 2 to 3 liters of unknown gook from me. Collapsed my lung, which was fine. They collapsed it and collapsed my trachea. I was being shot at when I got home. I think I had weapons on me while in the hospital. I did, excuse me. I did. Some friends sent me some protection. Excuse me, I've been getting shot with laser beam weapons. And nobody seems to give a damn, only a few. And I thank those brave souls that are out on the internet doing long interviews on this. We have a nation of wolves. Rutherford.org, boy, he lets people know what he thinks, and he's an attorney. We've got so many good people out here, Elena Freeland, and there's others, Jeff Rentz. I didn't know what to think of him at first. I like him now. James Preston, former PhD, PhD, Veterans Today. He has a lot of high up people. He knows about our targeting. Decent, normal, average, good people being put on the most heinous targeting system ever. To shoot from the sky from UAVs, unknown aerial vehicles, laser beams, and unmanned aerial satellites, Wi-Fi equipped. With the towers attached to our smart meters. Chemtrails being sprayed. And yes, they do flyovers. And the flyovers, I don't know if they're spraying more nano on me. But my legs are super swelled. And ask any victim who's done all their research with scientist Clifford Carnicum of CarnicumInstitute.org. And some very brave scientists who've logged in anonymously to tell us. So we're dealing with, it's unreal. And to have Predator and Reaper drones. And to be thrown on a Belligerence Act. And NDAA. And their act, Jade Helm started in 1997. 1 year later, my husband's dead, and I get on this. He was just working on the job and got blown in half. And I realize now that they looked at the way they treated him there and how I was treated, shock trauma. They had their Jade Helm on so they could research their machine, they call it, to humans. And that's what this is all about, this heinous. You know, if you get into these elites, they MK Ultra their children to death. You know, LaVey, which the mind war papers are written on and they are being used, he's a purebred Satanist. But he made it to the top thanks to Cheney. I'm going to take a break and I'll be back. This is Lisa again. I'm back from break. I don't generally sound so angry, but I am. I can't help it. I am. Sometimes getting angry is empowering, and I'm mad. If it's not bad enough, you know, they are raping, torturing, battery assaulting, and murdering through wireless technology, you might as well say. There's not one law to protect us either. And I'm sure that was done on purpose. I've done so much research on this. I don't know it all, but I know a lot. And all of it relates to what's being done to me. Electromagnetic weapons, microwaves, frequencies, beams, nano sensors, nano / Morgellons. I think. I just know it's nano. I'm being attacked satellites, UAV hovers, the past super drones I have seen many, many times, and there it is as I'm getting hit. And it just fit. They are over our skies. There are other whistleblowers who have been placed on this list. Deborah Tavares is one of them. She has a website, stopthecrime.net, and Stop Smart Meter Murder. They're also using smart meters. They're hooked to the towers. And I don't know who the guy was that called in. Unless he's underground, you're next. We have met a lot of the whistleblowers are PhD in doctrines. Julian McKenney is one of them. Dr. Barrett. Attorney Alfred Webry. Others, I forget her name, from out in California. UCLA, Yale. Elena Freeland. And there's many more. And these people are high, James Preston, PhD. And there's many more, and they all are high level. Even Ted Gunderson, he was FBI. He died strangely. They've got hospitals, universities, and government facilities involved. And there's a list that's been leaked out here. Also corporations. The elite had a deadly plan to kill billions of people before Nibiru arrived anyway. I'm wondering if the whistleblowers out here are keeping it at bay. Everybody's going to die anyway, but maybe not before. I don't know. This is totalitarianism, cleansing, whom they see unfit, eugenic Satanism and Luciferian and Illuminati mind control. That's by Mark Passio, PASSIO. He's got tons of videos over at YouTube, and it's called What on Earth is Going On? He was an insider that got the hell out when he realized they were exactly what I just said. I believe Ephesians is written all around this Satan in the air kind of thing. And artificial intelligence is central to this global conspiracy. I mean, this nano stuff is pre-programmable. And robots are programming robots. This is a new world order. And it's despicable. All metadata for Skynet, and it's real, and it's live, and it has already taken control. CIA, Google, Facebook connections. Dr. Greer, he's got one, he does hours long on the use of directed energy weapons after 9/11 when dissidents and adversaries. I'm in a lawsuit and I become an adversary. You can go to Lisa, LISSA, KR11, humane.com. And I got plenty of articles on the left side and on the right. This is what's scaring me. What scared me straight, I should say. Where I knew I had to take control in a way was this whistleblower. Former CIA Dr. Robert Duncan, his book Project Soulcatcher, excuse me, and this mind stuff is, it is, I have to admit. And when you keep admitting it to yourself, you can heal yourself like that and get control. It's also empowering to tell them off. and expose them to the public. This soul-catching technology through this AI Skynet beast, they call it the beast and the machine, is a threat to all of humanity. It's for social engineering. They say get the hell off of Facebook. And there, even people like Mr. Kesh, an Iranian whistleblower, said that this is all pyramid technology. And I fully agree. It's the biggest psyop ever. And what else can you say? We're being killed. I'm being slow killed. I'm being slow, unmercifully killed. And they're using nanotech, regrettably. I even found it on Raytheon's website. It was a paragraph about targeting individuals with nano. It's synthetic biology. And you can find some really good people over at YouTube if you want to search for that. This is a sickening slow kill on defenseless civilians. It's altering our DNA. It already has. Something to do with the third strand. And yes, they're shooting nano into our bodies. And yes, they use satellite beam weapons. They gather it up in the air. It's already in the air. I leave my door open too long, it gets in. And the gang stalkers are out here revving it up. They're revving up the smart dust. And it's always for more than one reason. It's also to stress you out. And they want you talking about them 24/7. You know, we really are dealing with psychopaths. Hardcore. And they are real Nazis. Nazi born. Took America over after they killed Kennedy. You know, Eisenhower tried to warn us. A lot of the same companies that were over in Nazi Germany doing it here. According to Patty Broussard, and I believe her, Fitz, FEMA camps are a litmus test for, you know, from Nazi Germany. HoaxesCentury.com. Go there. You're going to learn something. And with that, I will be right back. This is Lisa, and I'm back from break. Anyone's welcome to call in, but if you're going to talk nasty to me, I'm going to hang up on you. That's a no-brainer. We're dealing with also this bio-appy. It's biological in nature. It's biotech with DNA-altering chemtrails. I'm going to concentrate on chemtrails. And just so you know, I did find that in 1954, the Bilderberg Group created something called like Order of Gang Stalking. And that's from Deborah Tavares. This was a global strategic war plan. You can go to stopthecrime.net/globalwar.html. And there's a link in there for the NASA war plan. And again, that's stopthecrime.net/nasa.html. There's others that know, like L.A. Marzulli, Russ Distar. You know, these people have been, like Russ Distar has been at Fort Bragg. And others to say, where did you get all this? You know, we're talking deep state. We're talking the unelected shadow government. You know, I mean, really, you know, this is also Revelation 13. And here's where the patience of the faith of the saints is supposed to come in. And this has caused me to lose my faith at times. But I know that through it all, somewhere, I believe that the more I expose this, the better I'm going to be. Because every time I'm done, I feel better. This needs to be talked about. I'm being attacked with satellite weapons as I speak. They're hitting all over in the house here. It's energy weapons, energy. And they can gather what's already in the air, sprayed by chemtrails, this nano dust, little particulates. You can go to dataasylum.com. And this matrix, it's a matrix. See, we live in a binary system, and nobody told us that we had a second dead sun. And binary is ones and zeros, zeros. Electric universe. And when you put all that together, I mean, there's some people out here that can really put it together for you. And just like dataasylum.com says, like the Matrix, you know, you got the White Knight talking backwards. I mean, that's just how bad it is. Bio-appy thing means that we've breathed it in or somebody injected it in you, and yes, they're out there doing it. I've seen them. And these people are super strange, unworldly, like they're demon-infested. And I'm adamant, I think they are demons. If I have that all in me, which I do, the caller, you have it in you too, unless you're underground. And if you are, you're one of them. If you're a shrink, you're going to go to hell. That's simple. Because I believe it's shrinks making us now. The Nazis warped into the CIA from SS to CIA. And with that, they not only infiltrated our government on every levels, just like NASA and the Federal Reserve, which was World War One, but you know it was being in place by, you know, this global elite, Rothschilds, and all the rest of them, Jesuits, Black Pope, and they say England's the helm. The U.S. is the arm hold, you know, the military, the weapons. These nanos get implanted in us. We breathe them in. It's all over our food. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. You can just go out at night, turn on a flashlight. You got to have a high powered one. It's everywhere. People are running tests on that. I ran one myself down in Florida. It was just the whole, it was everywhere. So we breathe it in and it becomes an application biologically. Now they can control us. And it's really warped. It's evil. It's beyond evil. You know, if you start hearing voices, you're stalked by the public. You got this in you. You know, like you said, logic and proportion have fallen sloppy dead. And the White Knight is talking backwards. This is what they are doing to us and our families. True, biological applications, they're being, have been sprayed down, and everyone is breathing it. There's physical evidence like fibers. Scientists that have come forward. Some have been killed. Some have been fortunate not to be. It's a complete high dexterity remote control of every single synapse and neuron for every person on the face of the earth, and the greatest revelation in human history. And it's being abused horribly. There are, you know, there's a test you can take, nanofiber extraction tests, you can take them. And the only way they seem the best shielding is, in my opinion, you know, if you can really detox it. But many of us victims are being terrorized and tortured so much, we're lucky we know our names. This is real life mind control. Rise of the zombies, it really is the real deal. They can cause your speech to change. I was driving in Florida and they yanked my arm off the, someone yanked my arm off the steering wheel. There was nobody there. And I knew instinctively that it was being pulled from the sky. They can cut off your speech, your brain, your thought pattern, insert real-time images and vocal speech. Some is digital, V2S, voice to skull. Others call it V2K. Synthetic telepathy. I'm getting that a lot. ESP. Knowing what people are doing in a situation. This is evil. And it's being tested on Americans and others around the world. If you go to dataasylum.com/mind control, you're going to see real live around the world reporters. One, I think it's CNN maybe. Reporters. It happened to Judge Judy. It's the program and it's gang stalking. You can go to dataasylum.com. Gang stalking. It's really good. You get an idea of where suddenly we become a target by strangers. And it's like, I'm going to be honest, it's like right out of the Bible. Everybody's testing us. It's like you do feel you're being tested. If you understand Revelation in the Bible, you feel you're being tested. Then you find the book of Enoch. And he says these are the fallen, these are the Nephilim. These are the children of the Nephilim, of the giants. And there were giants in those days. I believe that, you know, and there's plenty of researchers out here that say that they're adamant, and insiders that get out and speak, that they, you know, the elite think and or know that their ancestry goes all the way back to the Nephilim. And, you know, old Egypt, the Sumerians. And then I'm going to be honest, if you go even further back, 450,000 years ago, according to Mike Teslinger, I really like the guy, he's got proof and he shows it, that there were giants in this land, and they created us at Adam's Circle. Adam's, sorry, I know what it is, I'm tired, down in South Africa, Adam's Calendar. I don't think they created us. I'm not sure what they did to us, to be honest. I think they devolved us so we'd be slaves. And then we've been just, they've taken these ape creatures in museums and just put them before us and in school books. I don't think we come from them. Now, if you go back to, even prior to the Atlanteans and the Lemurians, they were highly advanced. So, some say that we are descendants of the Lemurians and that the Atlanteans are still after us, are still targeting us. And that comes from Mike Tessarian. I really like him. He's well educated in this area. So I do believe that there's something connected there. And I just happen to fall in it. So again, my name is Lisa from lisashumane.com. I'm a targeted individual with nanotech, biotech, drones, UAVs, satellites, towers, chemtrails. And the only detox that I have found that helps is activated charcoal. And you drink it in water, tastes like nothing. It's just a little heavy water, that's all. It's nothing. And it does help combat it. And you can also take a diametric dirt. And you make like a paste out of it, a thick paste, and put it all over your legs. It's a mess. And leave it on, and it helps. Matter of fact, I left it on once for 3 days, and they couldn't attack my legs. And I think I might go put some of that on tonight. It's a sad way to live in your last days. It's extremely painful when they shoot these lasers into your bones and all. And what I'm trying to figure out is why these people aren't in a nut house, in criminally insane asylum where they belong. You know, they should have been put away. This should never happen. You know, the Nazis should never have been allowed to stay in this country and rule. That's what happened. SteveQuayle.com has a lot of good stuff on the Nazis and how they were into reverse engineering and other things. And I mean, they even killed Tesla. This is Tesla technology as well. And when you combine all that, you know, our government is at least 1,500 years in the advance. I say look more. I say this has all been done before. Well, this is Lisa, and I'm going to end this call. I've put out, and nobody's coming on. I'll be back tomorrow night, and I'll be here either 6:30 or 11:30. And I thank you, and good night.